Checking in with Quincy Health Commissioner Ruth Jones for an update on the coronavirus crisis here in Quincy. Hey, Ruth, good to catch up with you.
You too, Joe.
How are you holding up during this time, you and your staff?
So we're very busy, as you can well imagine. We're here 6 to 7 days a week, long days. But we're hanging in there. We have some help from Quincy Public School nurses. Quincy Police Department is also helping us find people that may not answer us. And the school nurses have been here every day and have been a huge help to us in helping with the follow-up on the cases and the monitoring.
I guess we should start by asking you what's the current criteria or statistics, if you will, for coronavirus in Quincy.
Sure. Yeah. So right now, as of this moment, we have 978 total cases. We calculate recovered and deaths at the end of the day, but yesterday we had 416 of those 978 that had recovered, and 88 deaths as of yesterday, and those last two numbers will probably change before the end of the day. We continue to, see a lot of cases in nursing homes, which are our most vulnerable population. Right now, I think everybody is aware that Walmart is still closed. Walmart has not reopened yet, and we're waiting on more lab results on employees on that situation. But right now, we started off with 11 positive cases at Walmart, and right now we're up to a total of 27 positive cases at this point. But again, we're still waiting on tests to come back to us. They'll be testing probably the rest of this week at Walmart, and then we still have to go in and do an inspection before they can reopen. So Walmart will not be reopened today.
What was actually, I know you were watching that really since last week, were they not following proper protocols, or what did you find, Ruth?
Yeah, so we had some complaints, several complaints, prior to the week, last week and the week before, probably, from employees and from people going in, people going in shopping and saying that there was too many people in the store. There were not following social distancing. Calls from employees were that they were nervous about going into work because the protocols were not being followed. So we had gone there the week before and every day last week. We continue to go there this week too, even though they're closed, to monitor the situation. And we did find that there were certain days that protocol was not being followed, that there might have been too many people in the store or too many people close together. There's guidelines from the state that essential businesses are supposed to be following, with markings on the floor, keeping your aisles one way, and obviously with the masks, employees have to wear masks or face coverings, and anybody going into a store shopping has to wear a face covering. And so those things we were complaints on that, coupled with cases that we were seeing increasing in the store, is what led us to suggest that Walmart close voluntarily and do a deep cleaning, disinfecting, and test all their employees. So that's where we're at now with them. They've done one deep cleaning and disinfecting. They'll do another one before we go in and inspect. Right now, they're in the process. A lot of their employees are being tested at Manatt Community Health Center, and they are also running a testing site themselves up there, doing testing through a private lab. And so hopefully we'll have most of those results shortly. within a day or so.
Okay. And what kind of criteria have to be met for them to be able to reopen?
So we need to go back in and obviously re-inspect and make sure everything is cleaned and disinfected and make sure that the protocols, you know, the aisles are set up the right way, the registers are set up the correct way, that the testing has all been done of the employees. Those that are negative, once the tests come back, are cleared to go back to work, provided they're not having any symptoms. Mm-hmm. And they will have a protocol of checking employees' temperatures and asking about symptoms as they go in.
Okay.
Before they enter into work. The positive employees, the ones that tested positive for COVID-19, obviously will have to follow state and CDC guidelines as far as quarantine and isolation.
Right.
And they will be, some who live in Quincy will be notified by us. Others will be notified by their local health departments where they live. And so they will not be allowed to come back to work until they're symptom-free and have followed their entire isolation or quarantine and are cleared to go back to work by their local health department. So so the major criteria that we, you know, that Walmart needs to meet before they can open again. And then obviously we'll be monitoring them very closely as time goes on once they do open. There are also two private companies within Walmart. There's a Subway and then there's an eyeglass or an optical business that also have to have their employees tested and have to be deep cleaned and disinfected there too. So that, in addition to what Walmart's doing, all has to be completed before they can reopen.
Okay. And this is really where the contact tracing would come into play, right? You'd have to reach out to folks who those positive tests may have been in contact with.
Exactly. So positive tests, those who test positive called by their local health department. We do a case investigation on every positive person. And then we do a contact tracing. So we find out, obviously we'll know who their work contacts are, unless, you know, through Walmart, and everybody will be tested through Walmart. So that makes that part a little bit easy. But we also will know, we'll have to find out about their household contacts and social contacts. And that's all part of what we do on every case, and every health department does that. So that will be accomplished, hopefully.
Yeah, that's, the governor really stressed that during one of his updates. I think it was yesterday, the mm-hmm. statewide contact mm-hmm. tracing. Yeah, which I didn't realize is not new. You know, it's something that you're very familiar with in the public health realm for years.
Yeah, I've been with the health department for over 20 years. We've done it from day one here, and have always done it through in conjunction with the state health department. We've always done this communicable disease investigation. We used to years ago do it on using paper trail, and then we maybe 6 years ago, maybe a little less than that, became part of a system, an electronic system called MAVEN. And MAVEN sends us the communicable disease reports from the state, and then we do our full investigation online, and we can share it with other cities or towns as necessary. So it makes it a little bit easier and a little bit more timely to do it on that system.
Yeah.
But yes, we've been doing this for years. Yeah.
Can you bring us up to date, Ruth, on another hotspot in Quincy at the Staybridge Suites Hotel up in North Quincy?
Right. So the Staybridge Hotel is now quarantining 52 crew members from a ship in Boston that was in Boston Shipyard for repairs. And presently they're still in the process of testing people, but have quarantined the entire crew and gotten in a replacement crew. So these people are being quarantined even before they're being tested. They are all being tested. I think right now we have 21 positive out of the 52, and we're still awaiting, we've got quite a few pending results coming back, but we're monitoring that. The Navy has been very cooperative in doing the tests and working with us in the city. And this crew is, they are the only people in Staybridge right now. And Staybridge employees have all been tested and know the protocol. So we're working with the U.S. Navy on that just to keep that in check and get the testing results from them.
Okay. In terms of testing, Ruth, is it still the same protocol that you should go to your healthcare provider first and discuss with them before you just go to a testing site?
Yeah, it's still pretty much that. I think they've loosened the restrictions a little bit, but we still tell people if you're having symptoms, call your doctor.
Okay.
If you don't have a doctor or a healthcare provider, there are two drive-through testing sites in Quincy, one at the Manatee Health Center on West Quantum Street, and the other one is at Harvard Pilgrim, down Crown Colony. You have to call them first. It's by appointment, but when you call, you'll connect with either a physician or a physician's assistant or a nurse practitioner at these places to talk with you and decide if you're eligible for testing.
Okay.
And like I said, the restrictions have loosened a bit, but we still recommend that you either talk with your doctor or speak with one of the physicians or nurse practitioners or PAs at these two drive-through centers. You can't just go there and be tested.
Right. Okay. In terms of trends in Quincy, can you share with us any positive news at all about the rate of infection or the total cases or where it stands right now?
Yeah, well, I think Quincy in general, when you compare it with surrounding towns, we're doing pretty well as far as rate of infection. Our rate of infection is a little bit lower than Braintree and quite a bit lower than some of the other cities comparable like Brockton. But just looking at the cases that we're seeing, the cases, our cases decreased for a bit and then spiked again a few weeks ago. And we're, as of yesterday, we were still seeing like 25, 26 cases a day.
Okay.
So we get cases in throughout the day. So we're still pretty busy. We're still seeing a steady amount of cases, new cases in.
Mm-hmm.
The deaths in the city are mostly elderly for the most part, and tend to be either elderly residents or residents of nursing homes. So that's a good thing. And we're still not seeing a lot of cases in kids, which is good. We might have had one or two cases in children, but most of our cases we see, right around age 30 and up. But it's pretty good, pretty much spread out with that age range. Probably the highest age range right in the 40s right now.
And in terms of, reopening, we've heard the governor talk about he needs to see two solid weeks of declines in the rate of infection. Is that what we're looking for in Quincy, too?
I think the mayor is following, the state guidelines.
Yeah.
We look at trends here, obviously, if there's anything specific here that's going on that might affect that. But I think all cities and towns are looking towards the state guidelines and as to what we might be able to do as time goes on. Sure.
What is actually going on at the assisted living and the nursing homes that there's such a spike? I mean, is it just the condition of the patients, or is the condition of the facilities, or a little bit of both?
Well, I think it's just that the characteristics of a nursing home in general and more a nursing home than an assisted living, but that some of that can be crossed over to an assisted living also. You have a congregate setting of people, so there's close contact with people, close quarters, particularly more in a nursing home than an assisted living, but congregate setting where people are older, typically, and usually have some comorbidities being the reason why they're there, sometimes why they're in an assisted living or a nursing home. So a lot of people with heart disease, pulmonary disease, diabetes, things like that, that make them higher at risk. And then you have a setting where people are going in and out a lot. So you have a lot of staff, a lot of, you know, people living near you or next to you, and people going in and out. And I think the whole, just the whole characteristic of that type of setting leads to higher numbers. And we expected that to happen. It's happening throughout the country.
Right.
With nursing homes. Yeah.
Yeah, it just goes to show that the sort of physical distancing is really the best defense, right?
Oh, it really is. Physical distancing, and right now wearing, you know, everybody wearing some sort of face covering. Mm-hmm. I know it's uncomfortable. It's not what we want to be doing. But if I wear some covering on my face, it does two things. It doesn't protect a lot from you breathing in because it's porous, but it does stop some of the stuff. If somebody sneezed in your face and you had a face covering on, even just a scarf around your face, it does stop some of it. They talk about viral load, and it does cut down on the viral load that you might be breathing in. But the most important reason for doing it is, if I wear something, I'm protecting you. If you wear something, you're protecting me. Because if I have my face covered with something, a mask or a scarf or a bandana, and I cough or sneeze, or I'm talking and, you know, spit's coming out when I'm talking, it's catching on that face mask. It's not going towards the other person. So if we all abide by social distancing and wearing face coverings when you can't social distance, and wearing those face coverings, it's mandatory now to wear it when you go into an essential business, or anytime if you're out on the street and you cannot social distance, you should be having it. And all employees in essential businesses should be wearing it. We're protecting each other, and it does work. The social distancing and wearing a face coverings does work. It does help.
Sure. It's just, so foreign to us. I think it's going to take a little adjusting, but hopefully it won't take too long.
Right.
Anything else, Ruth, you'd like to let folks know about right now?
No, I think, you know, we're all feeling the pain of this and the strain of this, and, you know, we're working on getting things back to as normal as can be, as quick as possible. But the the main aim in all of this is to keep people safe and keep more people from getting sick. And so it's all going to be based, anything we do, and I'm sure even at the state level and the local level, is based on the most that we can do to get people going again and businesses going again. But we always want to err on the cautious side, because we don't want the virus to spread more than it already has. So.
Sure. I know. Are you involved at all in the reopening advisory board? I'm thinking in particular, you know, restaurants, when the time does come, you'll have to, I'm sure, oversee how they implement that.
Right. So we are, I am in constant contact with the mayor's office, Chris Walker, Helen Murphy, and the mayor, and other department heads. And we're all, consulting with each other and with the mayor as to how this is going to happen. And so we hopefully will come out, the mayor will come out with a sequential type of system where we can do all these things safely.
Right. If folks want to get a hold of you or have any questions, what are some good resources?
Sure. So we have, you can call me directly, 617-376-1272. My line is constantly ringing, so don't get discouraged. You can leave a message, and I do get back to you eventually. But just know that we're crazy busy here. The main number for the health department is 617-376. You can either call 1273 or 1274 is our front desk. And then we still have the COVID hotline, which just has general information. Mm-hmm. And that is 617-376-1288. And that's a recorded message. And the testing site phone numbers, the two testing site mm-hmm. phone numbers are on that COVID line if you need to get it.
Great. And the city website is a great resource also.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That's www.quincyma.gov.
Yeah. Appreciate your time, Ruth. Really, I know you're straight out there, and everybody that I've talked to has sung your praises for guiding the city through this pandemic. So that goes for us here at QATV as well. We really appreciate your efforts and your time.
Thank you, Joe. And I'd like to give a shout out to my staff here too. My entire staff has been working relentlessly to get this work done. This is not a job that can be done alone, and they've been amazing, working long hours, 7 days a week. So, kudos to the health department staff for doing the job that they're doing also.
Absolutely. We're going to have a special celebration. And by the way, happy Nurses Day to you and your staff from earlier week.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Be well. We'll catch up soon.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.